Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, I was continuing to answer the question asking what happens to people that never heard the gospel. Well, let's end the week with that thought.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
Even in the Old Testament, we read in Exodus 19:6, "And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation." Now, these are words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Unfortunately, many Jews over the years saw this nation of priests as they are saved and they're going to heaven because they are the people of God. They are God's chosen people. But that's not the idea. Instead, they would be a kingdom of priests. Priests speak to God for people and speak to people for God. Israel was chosen to be the people to take the gospel to all the world. They failed. They failed miserably. I remember a young lady who had a drug and drink problem. She lived with a man in immorality, but thought she was going to heaven simply because she was born a Jew. It wasn't until she heard the gospel that she repented and believed the gospel. In the New Testament, we are also elected to carry the gospel to a lost and dying world. In 1 Peter 2, verses 5 and verse 9 says it this way, "Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, as Israel were to be a holy nation of priests, we too are a holy people. We are even made priests of God, the Bible tells us. As we got saved, we were made a priest of God. And we're to take the gospel to the world, to speak to the world for God. And then to speak to God for people. In Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31, we read this, "And the times of this ignorance God winked at. But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead." Now we are to call men out of darkness and into his marvelous light. It is no wonder that Daniel chapter 12, verse 3 states, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." Now this speaks not of how many people actually got saved, rather, of how many you have shared the gospel with them, whether it's spoken or through tracts. You give them God's plan of salvation. You have turned them to righteousness. Now, because of a free will, they can accept or reject the gospel. But you turn them to righteousness. Now, Jesus faced this in John 3. After the great gospel of love in verses 16 through 18 of John chapter 3, and of course everybody just about quotes John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And boy, that those are great verses, aren't they? We like to quote and address it to others, you know, and they are great verses. But what we miss is that that is not where Jesus stopped the sermon. Verses 19 through 21 are also a part of what Jesus was saying at that moment, at that time. And they're very important here. He goes on to say, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Now you notice, they love darkness rather than light. That is, they are unrepentant, yet they had the opportunity. I believe the Bible tells us that hell will be worse for some than others. Although all of hell is bad, Luke 12:47-48 says it this way, and that servant which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not, and did not commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have recommended much, of him they will ask the more. In like manner, heaven has degrees, that is, degrees of reward, and ruling and reigning with Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15 speaks of abiding as gold, silver, and precious stones, or be wood, hay, and stubble, and just saved so as by fire. And as we mentioned earlier, 1 John 2:28, where they're ashamed at his appearing. God has left a witness of himself in nature so that a man is without excuse. But the failure to spread the gospel is the result of men who did not spread it. If a father does not have family altar with his children, he will not fulfill raising them in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. So with these thoughts, let me share with you an article I wrote and placed in our church bulletin. And it goes as this. One of the saddest verses in the Bible is Psalms 142, verse 4. I looked on my right hand, and behold, there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. Every human walking on the soil of this earth is one for whom Jesus died, to pay for their sins. He rose up from the dead, that they may come to him in repentance and faith, and have eternal life. With over 7 billion people on this planet, we cannot speak personally to each one. We can ensure more get to hear via given through missions. That is, missions, missionaries that actually take the gospel. I honestly believe that in heaven we'll see people who were led to Jesus through our missionaries that we've supported. And they will thank us for being faithful in prayer and financial support. Wouldn't it be better if we had more people giving to missions and going to the mission field? Of course it would. God has given the responsibility to each saved person to witness the gospel to a lost and dying world wherever we live. You can be a witness. God says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind." The fear that many feel when witnessing to others, going on visitation, things of that nature, comes from the devil. Don't give in to him. Don't wait until you have the courage. Rather, set out to do it. Then God will give you courage. We have tracts filled with many words of the plan of salvation that people can hand out in the tract racks of our church. And I go on to say, let me share some with you, although there are many from which to choose in our church. One is a blue and white front along with our website. And it's titled, "A Good Friend to Have." It gives our meeting times and all the other information of that nature. And it's written on good quality paper, but it has the plan of salvation. We have another one that is titled simply, "God's Simple Plan of Salvation." Our church's name and times are on the back of it, and it does an outstanding job of explaining how to be saved. Literally thousands have come to Jesus Christ over many years since it was first written. And there are many other tracts of the way of salvation, as well as written, one on our website and our audio, and one which I give the plan of salvation. I personally have led a soul to Christ reading and explaining a tract to them. Why not give out tracts every week, if not every day? Let us care for all souls. Now that ends the article. And that ends the first question here, because I say to her, I hope this answers your question, and thank you again for listening to the Lamp and Light radio broadcast on radio station 90.3 in Haines City, Florida. And so, there's a good question there, and that listener, put a question that's gone into many people's minds. What about those people that never heard? Well, they've had a chance to hear. And many times, Christians are going to have blood on their hands at the white throne judgment because they simply were called of God to go to a mission field. They didn't even know because they did not seek the Lord. God had wanted everyone to hear, but they just didn't respond to the Lord. And so we know that every nation has heard. And we know that it's available to people, but not people. Everybody will listen. Have you ever invited someone that you thought was unsaved, or you know they're unsaved, to come to church with you, and you never got them to go? Well, you may not have shared the plan of salvation, which you should, but if you didn't, they still had the opportunity, and they passed it up.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm